If I didn't have no kids, I will beat that ass. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power-driven epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a f***ing a red, I'm still get to the cash. Need them bands, own them property, own them land. All this politics and dick getting out of hand. Secure the bed, let's not pretend I'm cutting deeper than your end. Livelihood, don't break a bit. Now you piss, you won't repent. Dope is slow, no surrender. These wages barely meet your end. All about my dividends. Boy, you not my kin. To the top, you can't attend. To the ops, wipe. Walk your chin, I'm in the streets, I'm getting it in. Straight jungle lion team. They loving the culture, hating the skin. Keep me a pole, rest of the fin. Watching the plot and they laughing and grin. Fool got me all thin, rousing the ego, chain to command. Skipping the dope, the fan, let's keep it in band. It gets a bit deeper, ain't talking quicksand. Chasing my guap, ain't time for romance. Not kissing yo, I'm taking my chance. Chasing advance, catching my chance. They staring at glance, I roll up a strand. Weighing my options, moving with caution. Start at the bottom, never will fall. This is not autumn, I see a little play possum. If I didn't have no kids, I will beat that. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power-driven epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a f***ing a red, I'm still get to the cash. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. 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 Jesse Frank, no Sinatra, caught him singing like the opera. Made it B.I.G. Guess who shot ya? R.I.P. my homie Baka. If I see a killer, knock the noodles out his pasta. Bearing arms with the chopper, folks rather steal a dollar. Come together chasing guala, that's the problem. Put in 10, they gonna drop you, leave you with no decent options. See the take precaution, massacre our people first, no boxing. Happens very often, while my heart refuses to soften. I'm chasing that bread, I'm chasing them commas. Keep it 100, don't f*** no drama. Desire of butter, I conquer the trauma. Weight on my shoulders, I move with the llama. Yes, I'm a stoner, my aroma. This is all me, what's a persona? I'm taxing my fees because I'm the owner. I plead to feel, to your honor. Catching my drift around the corner. 12 over there, I just say I didn't warn you. A natural but hustle for being a customer. Give it the real and show the true colors. Sweating on the words that they utter. Sour, no diesel, I call them fresh mustard. Hate is their motive, I would not be suffering. Face so corrosive, I'm watching them suffer. If I didn't have no kids, I will beat them. But these bills ain't going nowhere, got secured that bad. Power-driven epidemic, patience not gonna last. You a f***ing a red, I'm still get to the cash. The 9 to 5, the 9 to 5. 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 With me.
truck drive.
I'm CJ.
I'm Starla.
Hey, I'm Heaven.
I'm Erica. And we are
Mademoiselle.
You're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
There we go. Can you hear me now, Nate?
Yes, now.
There we go. I was like, I was sitting here, I did a whole intro and all kind of stuff. I'm like, she cannot hear me?
No.
And anyway, okay, so I was trying to go back and rewind it. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Sunny J, and your girl,
May Seduction.
Yeah, so been glad to be in the building with you all, enjoying life and whatnot. So Nate, what's been up with you, man? What has been up?
Work, school. Had a photo shoot today that went well. I did not do any behind the scenes because I just want y'all to see the work when it drops. So
I like
did not
that.
Do any behind the scenes today.
I like that. Make us have to anticipate it. I like that. I did see you did this weekend. You did drop some heat, or it was on Monday. You dropped some heat, actually.
Yes, I believe I did drop a clip to the music video, and I also dropped the link to the music video. The artists have released it, so therefore I was able to finally share that with you all.
Yes, I'm glad you did. We got to definitely give a hand clap to that, Lord. You know, I already saw before everybody else got to see it, but that's besides the point.
Now you can finally speak on what you like and everything now.
I know. See, you saw this other projects I went to drop. I've seen a lot of like projects you like before you dropped that they haven't seen yet. So yeah, I'll be waiting for them to come out so I can finally go, okay, let's talk about this. But you also dropped some photo. You hadn't dropped those yet since the last show. Yeah, you dropped them after it. Dropped the one photos, the purple photos.
Yeah, I dropped, I dropped one on Instagram, then I dropped another one on Facebook, so yeah.
Yeah, I liked it because you had your braces, I saw you had the braces in it and whatnot. I was like, okay, shout out to Nate showing off the braces.
Yes, I was showing off the braces.
Yeah, so now we know you got that bag. We know you're spending the bag to fix your teeth.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, yeah. On your Cardi. on your Cardi-ish. But no, I like that one. I love the purple was so dope. It kind of had, it was like a nice winter type of look, but it had that spring vibrance to it. I like those photos.
Yes, purple rain.
Yes, yes. And then I saw another one you dropped. You had that was your dog in the photos of you, right?
Yes, it was my dog. I dropped that one because that was a never before seen picture that I dropped of me and my dog. So yeah, I dropped that.
You know what? I would say as far as in your area, up there in the area, you know, as far as like whenever you is not having to leave, to ATL, as far as up there, the team you've been working with lately up there, they have been like really doing some dope images of you. Like Glide and all them.
The photographer who took that picture of me with my dog, he did my shoot today.
Made by God.
I'm gonna just give y'all a hint. Queen of the Jungle. I'm gonna just give y'all a hint. Queen of the Jungle.
Okay. No, yeah, cause, I mean, I like cause it is dope to like to have somebody locally to be able to go to give you some dopeness just as much as it is for you to travel and give up with some dope people.
Yes, because yeah. I always have to travel to shoot with a good photographer.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I've been like really excited for you. I'm like, man, like they matching your vibe and matching this, you know, I would tell, like, a lot of times photographers got to be able to grow. Yeah, it's all right to grow with you, but if they're not going to continue to improve and they're going to stay in a certain spot, then you have to move on.
Exactly.
Some people, you know, they just, I'm doing good enough, you know, and then they don't try to get better, or when someone try to teach them, they, you know, they feel like they don't have to listen to anybody. So, yeah. So, I'll say I've been loving the dope images. Oh, but the video. Let's talk about this video. So, now the video is out. Can you tell them more about the video? Like, I know you were talking about the artist, and, like, tell them more about the video.
Okay. Well, the video was shot in Miami. Of course, y'all see, like, you know, the drone and everything, the drone shot, the beach. And it's just how the videographer shot me, you know. And the artist is very in love with the video. Like, he loves, you know, that the videographer chose me for the video, so they kept on saying, like, where you find her? Where you find her? Whatever. You know.
Exactly.
So I'm glad that the artist thought I was a great model for his video. And just how the different shots, you know, of my ass and then the shot on the bed, like, where it's kind of dark, but you can see my body, but you can't see my face. I liked it, you know. It was pretty dope. And then how he captured my eyes in the video, like with my eyelashes or whatever. That was pretty dope. That's just, if y'all haven't seen it, go watch it.
Don't believe it, just watch.
Sneak peek of how my video will be. So.
Yeah,
pretty
I thought
cool.
Yeah, it was really dope. I was like, man, okay, all right, Nate.
If they say it ain't working, they lying.
Exactly. But yeah, that is what's up, man. Yeah, I was definitely proud of you. I was like, look at Nate over there, killing it. So, yeah, I'm proud of you, but. Yeah, I would say also too, like you said, like I did like a lot, like to me, like you were talking about, like the technique you was doing. To me, I was you watching the video, yeah, it created this mystery around you, and like I was blown away by the drone shot because it wasn't just you, because then it really showed how good the video really was, because it wasn't just like stock image, it wasn't just stock imagery, it was actually. You know, when I started, when I know is that we could actually see the artist on the building. When I said, oh, okay, he using like a drone or something. So like we actually getting real footage and really adding that extra layer to it. So yeah, it pretty much expands the space of the video instead of being in one confined area. So yeah, I thought that was dope.
Yes, I feel like the way he shoots his videos is different than how other videographers shoot theirs because they don't use that drone. I think the drone make it have a different type of effect on the visual itself.
Right, and I think people have to realize, yeah, and it's not that you're trying to say that everybody has to do their work just like his. It's just saying I was just having a discussion with a photographer that I was doing a retouch course with before the show. We were talking about how working with different people to learn different stuff and realizing that everybody does different stuff. So that's why, you know, you go to people always want to act territorial with models. Well, models have to go to different people so they learn how to be able to, you know, have a different work, because really in a model's portfolio, she needs to have at least 3 different photographers, at least. But, you know, people be like, well, I want to do paid opportunities. Well, in order to do that, you got to get used to shooting with more than one person. Because a person, you know, they pay you to come shoot, and you're not used to shooting with other people, then you're not going to get ready.
Right, right. And another thing is, like with a lot of eye candy videos, it's only 3 models I know that had a drone shot on them. And you can guess those 3 models that had a drone shot on them in their eye candy video. It was
exactly.
Me, Queen Love, and Sadufa. They had drones shot on them in their eye candy video. A lot of eye candy models that I've seen in their videos, they never had a drone shot on them. So I like how we are really the first to do that in an eye candy video.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to, yeah, everybody does different stuff. You got to be ready to deal with anybody. You can't, and you got, like, it's just the same way, like this, well, why is there different clothing stores or whatnot? Because everybody got different, like, even though some stores have a lot of different clothes, some specialize in one area more. So this is why you got to go different places. So, yeah, we can get in discussion that all day long. But, oh, so let me make her.
The thing about Faux Gorilla is he used to be an artist. Before he came a videographer, he was signed to a major record label in Atlanta. Then he started getting in videography. He was doing his own music videos.
Right.
Then he started shooting other people's videos as well. So he's been in the game for a pretty long time. He got signed when he was, I ain't trying to tell his age or nothing, but he was signed when he was like 17, 18, and then he started getting into videography like around, I'd say probably around 22, 23 maybe. So he's been doing it for a long time, and he's gotten better over the time. Once you've been doing something for so long, you don't got no choice but to go up in your creativity.
So what are the projects you got coming up this week we need to be on the lookout for?
Y'all just gonna stay tuned. Y'all didn't even know I had this photo shoot today. Just stay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always working, trying to stay busy, perfecting my craft.
Right. So let me make a programmer note. People don't know. All right. So from now on, so if people are like, what happened here? What happened? All that we need. So from now on, every Monday, T will be on the Monday shows, and then every Wednesday, Nate will be on the Wednesday show. So basically, you know, you get one of us at some different point of doing the show, but you know, we just split up into 2 different days now. Yeah, so you got Nate on Wednesdays while Nate's on here, or something then. T had been on the Monday show. Now, that was before, she was on there before we made the change, so it just ironically worked that way. So, yeah, so, yes, you would get, and then the way that go, we splitting the segments up now, so Nate Seduction 101 would be on Wednesdays, and then T's, I'm also Petty, would be on Mondays, and then you know, we kind of split it up. Depending, you know, some Mondays I do Crickets of the Week, some Wednesdays Crickets of the Week I'll switch it up, and then we'll do the list on different days. So, you know, we just kind of just switching it up and whatnot, and always just because you know y'all know I love my co-hosts, and we are so busy. So, yes, I want to be able to make it, you know, work around their lives and allow, you know, that's how you do your team. You got to adjust your team to make it easier for everybody to still do all they winning they doing. So, yes. And then plus sometimes it's hard. It's harder when you have so many voices at once that it feel like sometimes we don't get a chance for everybody to, like, especially like doing interviews, we don't get a chance for everybody to be able to, you know, engage with the guests and whatnot. So it's easier to do interviews that way and everything. So yes, doesn't mean that Nay and T are added with each other. It's just we just got to split up now, so that you really get a different vibe. On both days, you kind of have a reason to come to both shows, because otherwise, if you don't come to the Wednesday, you don't come to the Monday show, you're going to miss T. You don't come to the Wednesday show, you're going to miss me. So there you go. So yes, I had to clear that up, man, because people like to start miss, and I like to make sure I clean it. No one started miss, but just in case somebody wants to, I like to clear the air so I'm not getting no nonsense. Because you know how people like to do.
Yeah, you know they ain't got any all three of them ain't doing the show together no more.
So, yeah. Right, let me go ahead and clear that up right now. So, yeah, so other than that, that's pretty much the programming notes. And then we should have some more interviews. And then I'm going to also break down why we don't do as many interviews as we used to. Like, sometimes it's kind of like, and me and my brother were having a great conversation about this the other day. Some of these shows, I'm not going to name any names, it's some of the quote-unquote bigger shows, you know, if it's not a guest in their show, they're not compelling. And they can't hold the show on their own without actually having a guest. If they don't have a guest, like, it's kind of like they can't come with their own topics and just have natural conversation. It's taking the show different flows and then make it sound like, oh, God, it's the longest 2 hours, hour, 3 hours ever. But I think if you know how to hold a show down without a guest, then when you have a guest, it's just an addition to your show. And a lot of people mess up with it. I see that all the time. It's like the thing is, if you don't have a big enough, it starts becoming a thing to where it's more about the guests and less about you. So, if you want to brand your show and brand yourself, you got to make sure you get people used to you. And then plus, y'all know how I am with these interviews. I like to have a good success rate. So, When you keep the quantity down, you get to keep the quality up. So that cuts down more BS interviews of whack interviews. I know we had so far this year we've had at least one. Bottle one's been good, but I want to keep it that way. So yeah, that's pretty much just to that. But anyways, I'm going to go to a quick song break and then come back. Nay, you got your Seduction 101 ready?
Yes.
All right, so when we come back, Nay's doing Seduction 101. And then I did Crickets on Monday already, so today you're going to do the list. So y'all stay tuned for that. The list is where we have a list of six things, and we break down those six things. Like that, you know, just go off a certain topic. So that's how we do it. Let's go ahead and go to Who am I gonna rock? So I'm about to be Nate. I'm about to be in petty mode. So I'm not even gonna tell you who I'm about to play. I'm just gonna hit play, and then we'll be back after this.
Oh Lord.
And you're tuning into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddy J and Nate Seduction.
Don't you like how they said our names, Nate?
You? That was Kilo Graham.
I told you I was going to be funny.
Crazy ass ex.
I kind of get the Smiths board at that part of the Smiths board. And I was like, I'm gonna mess with Nate today.
Did you see that nigga comment under my pictures on Instagram though? Always got something to say. He don't want to say.
He don't want to let me be great. He see what he lost. No.
That's kind of where it's fighting. I saw something like recently, and I was like, you know, I'm for the best of her.
What you see?
Him acting up on your page. I'm like, all right, I got something with this. I'm for the best of her today.
I'm like, dude, can you just, I text him like, can you just let me be great? He going to say, no, never. I said, you was petty. Like, let me be great, my nigga.
Right.
He was, man, he ain't seen me while he was in Atlanta, too, when I was out there. Mm. Oh, well, he'll be all right. So maybe next time, if I feel like it.
Right, come on, man. He sat down somewhere.
Okay, sit down and stick to your music. Don't worry about me. You funny for that, though.
Oh, yeah, I had to mess. I had to get you. So, yeah, so, Nate, what you got for us for Seduction 101?
This Seduction 101 is niggas that get mad because you don't want to fuck with them. And then they try to, okay, like my ex today. That nigga been hitting me up, calling me beautiful, hitting me up every day. I ignore him. Whatever, because it's like you trying to come move with me. No, I don't want you to live with me. You need to get your own place. Sorry. So, this nigga got the nerve to post this girl to WCW today, and 3 days ago he was just in my DM calling me beautiful. So, you know what my baby ass did? I comment on a picture with laughing emojis because you funny as hell, my nigga. You funny, you tried it. You funny, my nigga. Then the nigga got to blowing up my phone all day. I told him, "Ma, continue to fuck on shorty. Continue. Like, with your WCW, my nigga."
Exactly.
Got to texting me, time out. Don't act like I ain't trying with you. Your loss. No, nigga, you trying to be a leech, my nigga. That's your loss. You not about to come move with me. Like, I might fuck you from time to time, and that's it. Like, the fuck? That's all I want is the dick. Like, sorry, I don't want a relationship with you. Because you, no. First of all, as a man, I'm so tired of men trying to live off females. Like, come on now, it's 2018. You still living with your mama? Come on now. Come on now. And you older than me. Some of us when you decline a call, you tell them, don't hit my phone, but they still hit your phone. Like, bitch, didn't I say don't hit my phone? Like, and I'm calling him all kind of bitches. Like, I'm disrespecting you now. I'm calling you all kind of bitches. I said, bitch, you pay everybody, blah, blah, blah. And you still texting my phone. Still text on my phone.
He wants you that bad.
I guess so. I don't know why. Just let me be great. Like, leave me alone. You're not about to come move with me. Not happening. Then, it's this photographer that really want to work so bad with me. And like, if I'm busy and I can't get to it, like, you can't get mad because I'm busy and I didn't shoot with you while I was in Atlanta. I was busy. Like, it's not that serious. There's plenty of other models to work with.
Right.
Like, it's business. Like, come on now. And then I'm not even charging you to shoot me because you want to shoot me that day. So if I can't do it, like, when you're going to have to catch me the next time I come out there. Like, it's business. It's business, period.
Exactly. But some of you, point the finger like, oh, you work with him though, type of person.
Yes.
I mean,
but you shooting with all these other people out here.
Right, maybe because you had that already lined up before you got there.
Exactly. Like, things didn't go. I was supposed to shoot with you, but my other shoots took longer. Like, and we got to mark the show.
So, yeah, so. For life of me, I mean, another thing that's tripping me out is, you know, taking off of that is, like, someone like the exes, I always want to make a cameo, may see you doing good. You know, it's, I mean, I'm hot, you know, I'm not going to act stuck up like I can't say hello to you, but I'm going to say my hello and I'm going to keep it moving.
My point exactly. Like, that's the thing with an ex, like, come on now, we haven't dated since we was kids. Then we didn't fuck when we was kids, but we ended up fucking when we became of age, and then we got back in contact with each other because we lost touch from each other. Okay, that happened. But my thing is, I'm not just about to let you come live with me, and you can, like, try to come out here and get your own place. Like, and then if we so happen to live with each other after the fact that you've been on your own for a while, then okay. But I can't respect a man just trying to come live with a female instantly. I don't care. Like, yeah, you got some good dick, but your dick not that fucking good.
That's petty, man.
And I understand you saying you go pay bills and stuff like that, but still, I got comfortable. Like, me and Brittany been broken up. Me and her been broken up 3 years. I've been living by myself for 3 years, and I got comfortable with living by myself since her and I broke up. So I don't think I'm ready to take that step and live with somebody again, especially after I got through with that domestic violence situation. It's like, I ain't ready to live with no nigga, period. Like,
yeah, you were talking about that on the show last week. I was still tripping because, I mean, you know, I knew nothing about it. I didn't even know about that until you brought it up. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I just don't speak on my business,
but,
you know. I try to keep it business, part of about my modeling. You know, but a lot of domestic violence has been happening lately over this past year, and the year is not even over yet, and there's been so many domestic violence cases and women losing their life to domestic violence. So that's why I decided to just speak on it, because I'm a domestic violence survivor. My life could have been ended if it got worse. Like, that day, it could have ended. My life could have ended that day, but it did not. So I'm grateful to even be able to speak out on it. And that's something else that's been added to my life as far as being able to speak on certain situations that I've been in, that I can be able to speak to young girls about domestic violence. I can be able to be a domestic violence advocate since I actually went through that situation. If you don't go through nothing, you can't speak on it. And I'm grateful that I went through the situations that I've been in my life.
Oh, definitely. Well, that being said, that was Nate Seduction 101. We got about 4 minutes. I'm really certain we're going to do a list today. We'll do it next week. So, yeah, we'll do how we're going to do it next week. So you can check in on Monday. T will be on the show on Monday doing Crickets of the Week on Monday, as well as we'll be doing the I'm Also Petty on Seven with T. And then Nate will be doing her Seduction 101 when she's on the show next Wednesday. And then we'll be doing the six. I called the list earlier accidentally, but it's called the six, which is a list of six things.
You say you'll do the six on Monday?
So I'm going to do the six on Wednesday.
Okay.
So yeah, so six would be on Wednesday, Crickets of the Week, and also Crickets of the Week and also Petty on Monday. And then on Wednesday, the 6th and Seduction 101.
Well, make sure you text me the topic on the 6th.
I will. Yeah, because that's one thing too. You know,
we put
a red carpet. We put a red carpet back here on the show. A lot right here in front of y'all. Like, yeah. So that's kind of some things we want to do too. Like, another reason why I split it up as well is so that we can be able to organize the show at another level. You got, because then you got different hit. You know, if you got one person working on this episode, you got another person working on this one, then it make everything even better. So yeah, that's the whole point. So yeah, y'all will be continue to see the improvements, and we're glad that y'all continue to listen to the show and appreciate it. Again, just a reminder for people, next month, there'll be 2 days we won't be doing the show for sure. I'll go ahead and lock that in and tell y'all that now. Those days are going to be Monday the 21st and Wednesday the 23rd. I will be on a cruise ship that time, so I definitely will not be doing the show. So, yeah, so those 2 days next month are for sure we're not doing the show. And Nate, do you know when in June yet? You have the June date yet?
I'm gonna text you right now.
Good, because I've been looking at, because Southwest been throwing all kind of deals at me, and I'm like,
yes, they have.
I was like, get them now, because I was gonna ride the Vegas bus. But if Southwest trying to throw me a bone like that, I can't say no to that. I'll take my little personal. So yeah, so we'll let y'all know more soon about the ATL takeover. We'll that'll be me and Nate will actually be ATL doing a show. So yeah, y'all stay tuned for that. And also doing a meet and greet with y'all. We're doing a meet and greet with y'all out there too. So y'all definitely want to stay tuned. We'll keep y'all up to date on that soon. I'll remind you, if you miss any parts of the shows, you want to check out any old episodes, you always go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDY, letter J. You can even type in Dusk, that's DUSK. Spot Radio Network. You search there on Google, you can find all the different places the show is, like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, just to name a few. So yeah, we appreciate you all for tuning in. Nate, let them know how they can stalk you.
Just search Nate Seduction on Facebook. And my IG, if people don't know the acronym for IG, is Instagram, NAY_seduction. If you can't spell seduction, your ass too young for social media, like I always say. Snapchat, NAYY_seduction as well. So NAY_seduction, YouTube, NAYseduction, and there it is.
All right, whoop, there it is, man. Whoop, there it is. Well, now you appreciate doing yet another great show with you, man. Can't wait to have you again next Wednesday. So, again, y'all, every Wednesday, Nate be on the show. Every Monday, T be on the show with me. So, there you go, y'all. That being said, we're going to end the show how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
Nay, there is
or
a way.
You, there is a way.
Okay.
Got to an episode of Life at Dusk Lives, Hump Day After Dusk. And, Nay, what's that public service announcement we give every hump day?
You know what? I need to take my own advice.
Oh.
if you go home, please do it responsibly.
You got to, you ain't following, you ain't following the advice we giving out to the listeners. What? Hey, what is you doing?
Crazy, okay, people crazy. That's why I don't need to be having sex with nobody because niggas crazy.
You're fucking up the church like money.
They like to pop up at your house and stuff. You know?
Oh, you'll see them pop ups. Come on now. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Peace.